Today's daf is Vachin daf Ayin, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, moving along the last daf in Perek Chatos Oiv. So the topic of the daf, the last few days, was if a Kohen does a Malika Psula with a Chatos Oiv or an Oilas Oiv. So that's obvious as it relates to the Avodah Samalika, it's not going to be a Kosher Avodah. The question is, what about with regards to the Tumas Nevela of the Oif? Do we say that being that the Malika is a Malika Psula, so we look at the Oif now as if it's a Nevela? If it's a Nevela, an Oif that's a Nevela is Tameh, so this Oif, this Chatas Oif, or Oilas Oif that had a Malika Psula is going to be Tameh as well. Or do we say that despite the fact that the Malika was a Malika Psula as it relates to the Avoida, but as it relates to Tumas Nevela, it is enough Malika to say that it's not going to be Tumas Nevela? And the rule of thumb that we saw was, pun intended, it depends on whether the halacha of this Oif Pasul is going to be Im Alu Lo Yerid, just got it, or Im Alu Yerid. If it's going to be Im Alu Lo Yerid, that means that even though the Malika was a Malika Psula, but on some level it was a Kosher Malika, because as a result of this Malika, there could be a Din Haktara, albeit an Haktara of Im Alu Lo Yerid. So that's enough to say that it's a Malika to be Moitzi the Oif Midei Toma. If, however, the Halacha is a Malu Yerid, that means not only is it not a Malika with regards to an Aktarik Sheira, but it's also not a Malika as it relates to an Avoida Pesula. Thus, the Halacha is the Oif will be Tomei Tumas Nevela. Now, what kind of Tuma does an Oif Nevela have? It's a very special type of Tuma. It's called Tuma Base Habliya. And that's in contrast to the Tuma of a behema that's in Avela, that's mitama, not bebeis abliya, but rather it's mitama bimaga ubemasa. So a Avela, in addition to it being macholos asuros, it also is tame. A behema that's in Avela is mitame, it contracts tuma, either if one touches it, maga, or if one carries it, masa. The way an oif that's in Avela contracts tuma is not through maga, it's not through masa, but rather it's bebeis abliya, by eating it. So if somebody would eat the nevela of an oif tameh, if it would be in his beis abliya, if we have time, we'll speak out read later in the daf, a very important gemara, Masechtas Nida, daf mem beis amid beis, that has tremendous impact in our sugya. But it's metame, not the maga of a masa, rather it's metame bebeis abliya. And that's the discussion. Discussion is a malika psula on an oif. Do we say that being the Malika was possible, so we look at it as an Avela, it's Metama Bebeis Habliya, or do we not look at it as if it's an Avela? As a result, it's not going to be Metama Bebeis Habliya. From there, the Mishnah digressed a little bit and discussed another halacha. What would be if a Kohen did Malika and afterwards he found that the Oif was a Trefa? Or, the way Rashi explains, based on a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, what would be if somebody shechted an oif that was chulin, same shayla of an imtzas treifa? So shechitas oif chulin is the equivalent thereof of malikas oif kacha. So you did the malika, you did the shechit, and then afterwards you found out that the oif was a treifa. So obviously it's not going to be kasha l'achila. The question is, do we look at it now as an avela? So it's going to have tumas beis abliya or not? Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir oimer ein metam beis abliya. Rav Yehuda oimer metam. Now one thing was clear from the little bit of this sugi that we began yesterday, and that is the whole shayla is with regards to a knife, whether it's malika saif kachim or shchita saif chulin. But as it relates to shchitas behemas chulin, everybody agrees, v'nimtzas treifa, that loch is it's going to be a shchita, meaning it's not going to be tomei tumas nevela of maga umasa. That's not the discussion. The discussion is, what about oif? What about malikas oif kachim or shchitas oif chulin? Do we say it's like shchitas behemas chulin, where the halach is v'nimtzas treifa, even though it's not, at the end of the day, a real shchita, because the animal's a treifa. But at the same time, the shchita works so that there shouldn't be tumas nevela of magu masa. So maybe the same thing should be by a knife, or not. Now, in the Mishnah, Rav Meir said the halach is that it's tahar. How does he know it? A kal v'chaymer and a mamatzinu. But Rabbi Yossi jumped on Rameir in the Mishnah and he said, kal v'chaymer, this is dayoy lovim and adin liyoy's kenodin 101. So the Gemara had to tweak Rameir's position and the Gemara said, you're right, Rameir is not coming from a kal v'chaymer, Rameir is coming from a pasuk. So what we're up to, we actually saw this Gemara quickly yesterday, but it segues very much into today's daf, is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, again, who holds that there's a chilik, there's a distinction between a sheikhet behem of an imtzas treifa and a sheichet oif or a meilek oif of a nimtzes treifa that as it relates to a behemoth halacha is it's not going to be tami tumas nevela of mago masa, but as it relates to an oif, it will be tami tumas nevela of beis ablia. My time, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the chilek between a behemoth and an oif? Says the Gemara, Krashkach v'kedar. Rabbi Yehuda based his shita on a pasuk. The pasuk says, and it's in Parshas Achri Mois, Vayikra Perik Yizayin Pasuk Tez Vav. And we're going to have to get quite familiar with this pasuk for the next 20 minutes or so. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa ba'ezrach uvager v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayin v'tomei ad ha'arev v'tar. So without knowing too much what this pasuk is talking about, two things are clear. Number one, nevela utreifa. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa. Number two, the person that ate it became Tameh. Now, if you look at the context of that pasuk, Rashi speaks it out in Chumash right there. We're talking not about a behemoth, but rather we're talking about an oif. In other words, we're discussing an oif that's an avela, an oif that's a treifa, and the pasuk says that the halach is, if someone eats from it, Tumas Besa Belia, you ate it, V'chibes Begadav, your begadim even become tamei, v'rochatz b'mayim, your guf is tamei, v'tamei ad ha'arev, you're tamei at night, v'tiyeh, and only afterwards you'd become tamei. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, treifa lama nemra, I don't understand this pasuk. The pasuk mentions treifa. Why is the pasuk mentioned treifa? The essence of this pasuk is discussing tumas beis ha'bliya of a nevelas oif. But why are we talking about a treifa? Since when does a treifa contract tum? And he said, mamonav shach, in treifa chaya, if a treifa, while it's alive, is presumed to be able to live, meaning it's a shayla in the Gemara, whether a treifa is can live or a treifa cannot live. And it impacts a lot of areas in halacha. So says the Gemara, if the emes is that a treifa could live, that means a treifa, there's no reason in the world, while it's alive, should contract tumma. The only time a treifa would contract tumma is if it dies. If it dies, then it's a nevela. Hare nevela amura. And the Torah already says nevela has tumas beis abliya. And in treifa, ain't a chaya. If you want to tell me that a treifa really is not chaya, and maybe the reason the pasuk is mentioning treifa, because then being that a treifa is not chaya while it's alive, we look at it already as if it's a nevela. But if that's the case, harehi bechlal nevela, that it's included in nevela. I mean, there's no tumas treifa, there's tumas nevela. Either treifa is included in nevela or it's not included in nevela. But why are we talking about treifa? Says the Gemara, said Rabbi Yehuda, Elo, you know why the Torah mentioned treifa? Lahavi treifa sheshachto shemetama. It must be the only possibility that I can think of, says Rabbi Yehuda, is we're talking about an animal that's not an avela. You know why it's not an avela? Because it had shechita, but it was nimtzas treifa. And says the Torah, v'chibes begadav v'rachatz v'mayim v'tomei ad ha'arev v'toher. In other words, it's going to be metamis. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, I know the halacha when it comes to behemah is not that way. I know the halacha if somebody shechts a behemah v'nimtzas treifa, the halacha is it's not going to be tomei tumas nevela of magor masa. But by oif, I have a pasuk. The pasuk says nevela treifa. What does it mean treifa? While it's alive, why should it contract tumma? The only tzad that you contract tumma while it's alive is because it's a nechaya. But if it's a nechaya, then it's a nevela. So why did Torah have to say treifa? Elamai, the reason the Torah said treifa is because we're talking about a situation where it had a kosher shechita. So mitzad nevela, it's not a nevela. There was a shechita. Narvas was in says treifa, and kamashmal on the pasuk that the halacha is v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei adar v'tar, that is going to be tumma. In other words, he told him it's learned out from a pasuk. Amalei Rav Shizbi, Shizbi told Rabbi Yehuda Alamayat, if that's the case, meaning if this is the makar to your shita, that is a chilik between a sheikhet behemah and a treif and a sheikhet, even if it's a treif, when the pasuk says in Parashat Sav, and the context over there is a completely different context, it's discussing the chel of nevela, the chel of treifa, ye yase l'chol melacha, v'ochel loisaychlu. So the halacha is that even though a nevela we just said is tameh, but there's a very big chiddush. The chalef of an animal, that's the part of the animal that you're not allowed to eat. That's the part of the animal that somebody eats. He's chayv karis. Thus, you always find chatas chalef if somebody eats chalef b'shoigig. But the Torah says that even though you're not allowed to eat the chalef, ironically, the chalef is not matama. So the part of the animal that you're allowed to eat when it's a shchuta, if it's a nevela, it's matama. The part of the animal that you're not allowed to eat, such as the chelev, there the halacha is that if it's a nevela, it's not tamei. The chelev nevela, the chelev treifa, ye yasa l'chol melacha. Yasa l'chol melacha means you could do melacha with it, it's not mitama as it relates to our sugya. At the same time, obviously you're not allowed to eat it. But said Rav Shizbi, if Rav Yehud, if you're bothered with the word treif in the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, you have to be bothered with the word treif in this pasuk as well. So Hasam Nami, ask the same kasha, make the same cheshbin in treifa chaya, if a treifa could live. That means the only time the treifa is even in the discussion of Tumas Nevela is if it died. If it died, Hari Nevela Amura. And him Trefa Enachai, if a Trefa can't live, so you want to tell me even while it's alive, it's a discussion. But then Manav Shacharei Bechal Nevela, then you're telling me a Trefa Zenachai, we look at it as if it's dead right now, thus there's a conversation of Tuma, but the bottom line is, Harei Bechal Nevela. Ella, so you'll make the same Cheshma, Lahabi Trefa Shachta, Shechel Batahar. So must be, you'll make the same exact Cheshma. You know why the Torah said Nevela Trefa? To tell me a case where there was a Shechita. Not where it's an Avela, not where it's alive, where there was a Shechita. And ordinarily, Shechita is Metahir, but you're going to tell me that the Shechita, V'nimtzes Trefa, where you would have thought that maybe that the Chelav should be Tameh, Kamash Malan, Shechel Batar, that the Chelav is going to be Tar. The problem with saying that is Michal Dehi Metama. It's going to come out that only the Chelav is Tar. Because the Pasuk is saying that only the Chelav is Tar. The rest of the animal is going to be Tameh. How can you tell me, Vam, Rabbi Yudamai Rav, Ami Lovam Asim Satan, V'chiyamas Ben HaBehemo, Mixas Behemo Betama, Mixas Behemo Ena Betama, V'ezuzu Trefa. This is the halacha that we spoke at in the intro, the halacha we spoke yesterday, the theme of the daf, and that is that's pasha, that a sheichet behema, the nimtzas treifa, the halacha is that there's no tumas nevela. So it's not just the chelev that's going to be mutter in that case, the whole animal is going to be mutter in that case. So when the Torah over there says, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, you can't say it's talking about where you shechted an animal, the nimtzas treifa, there the halacha is that the chelev is going to be mutter, because that would suggest that only the chelev is going to be mutter. Which is what the pasuk is saying, and that's not true, because in that case the whole animal is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, there's no machlokes there. There's no Rab Meir. There's no Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Rabbi Yosi. There's no Dayan Lavim and Adin Lias Kenodim. We don't have to learn the parsha of Miriam and then the parsha of Bala Yischa. We don't need a whole daf in Masech Tzvachim. That's three lines in Shas. That's very straightforward. Everybody knows that halacha. So obviously you can't darshan the words of v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa in the same way Rabbi Yehuda darshan the words nevelu treifa in parshas Achrimos. What then are you going to do? How are you going to darshan the words in parshas Tzav? Must be ella treifa mi boyle. It's probably coming to teach me something else. You know why the Torah told me treifa lemute tmeya? It's coming to tell me that this halacha that the chelav of a nevela is tahar is only true if it's a behema tahara, not if it's a behema tmeya. And where do you see that in the word treifa? Mishiyesh b'mina treifa. It's only to gay an animal who has treifa. Yotza Suzu, as opposed to a behema tmeya, she'em b'mina treifa, that doesn't have the concept of treifa, because a non-kosher animal doesn't, it wakes up in the morning treif, essentially. So there's no halachas of treifa. So that's why the Torah wrote treifa. The Torah wrote treifa to tell me that the law of the pasuk, the chiddush of the pasuk, and that is that the chelev of the nevela is tahar, even though it's asa b'achila, it's tahar, it's only negeya if it's a behema tahara. It's not negeya if it's a behema tmeya. And thus state in the word treifa. Then Luchur and Parshas Achrim might say the same drasha when it says in the Torah that the halachas of Tumas Beis Abliya applied to Nevelu Treifa. And the question was, why does the Torah have to say Treifa? It's coming to teach me that this halach of Tumas Beis Abliya is only Negei and Oiftar. But it's not Negei and Oiftame. Why not? She'ebe mina treifa, because it's an animal that has no treifa. But the bottom line is, what we're doing is we're just saying that if you're Makar Rabbi Yehuda, to your chiddush that a sheichet oif and nimtze treifa, that lacha is, it's still going to be Tommy Thomas Beis Ablias, because it says nevelu treifa, because your understanding of nevelu treifa is extra. So nevelu treifa is telling me where it's not a nevela. There was a shechita of a nimtze treifa, that it's treated like a nevela. That means you should have to be consistent, and you should have to darshan the nevela treifa that it says in Parashat Tzav that way as well. And the Gemara just proved you can't darshan that way in Parashat Tzav. What then must be the pshat in Parashat Tzav? The Gemara offered an explanation. Maybe when it says treifa in Parashat Tzav, it's lamute a min, a behemoth tmeya that doesn't have the parashat of treifa. So maybe that's what it means in Parashat Achrimos as well. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be consistent. You're coming up with a very interesting way of darshaning the word nevela treifa in Parashat Achrimos. I have those same two words in Parashat Tzav, and there I can't darshan it this way. That should prove that you can't darshan it your way as well. As a result, what we have is we don't have a makar. So the Gemara now is going to be Shakavatari. The Gemara is going to move very, very fast. Not an easy Gemara. It's going to take us halfway down to Daf Ayin Amad Aleph until finally Rava is going to explain exactly what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said that his makar is from Parashat Achrimos. But for now, there's going to be a lot of back and forth of trying to understand how to darshan the Nevela Treifa and Parshas Achrimos, and the Nevela and Trefa in Parshas Sav. Says the Gemara, Oif Tamid, Rabbi Yehuda, Menevela Nafkale. Maybe really you're right. The way Rabbi Yehuda's gonna dash of the chelav and the veil of chelav treifa is treifa kol sheyesh b'minei treifa. It's lamute a behema tmeya that it doesn't have this halacha that its chelav is not gonna be tamei. But at the same time, in Parshas Achrimos, he didn't dash in it that way. You know why? Because he knows the halacha that an oif tamei doesn't have tumas beis ablia from somewhere else. So he doesn't need the nevela and treifa to teach me that. Where does he know that from the time he went to the price? Read a yochot in nivas oif tamei metamei begadim beis ablia. I would have thought that just like the nevela of an oif tahar is metamei begadim beis ablia, so too the nevela of an oif tamei should do the same thing. Talmud Boim Rat says in the pasuk Nevelu Treifa Lo Yoichal. We learn from there Mishay Sure Mishum Bal Toichal Nevela Yotzezesh Eini Sure Mishum Bal Toichal Nevela Ela Mishum Bal Toichal Tamei. Bottom line is he knows that from somewhere else. So you're right. Chelav Nevela Chelav Treifa Parshas Sav. That he's going to Darshan Lemuute the Nevela of a Behema Temeya. But at the same time, when it says Nevela Treifa Parshas Achrimas, he's not going to use it to be Mamayit in Oif Tamei, because he knows Lemute Oif Tamei from somewhere else, from a different Pasuk. So what does he use it for? He uses it to teach me this halacha, Shoichet Oif, and Imsa Treifa, the halacha is it's going to be Metama. But Frek the Gemara, Hainami, typically, just like I have another Pasuk, Luchura, to teach me the halacha that the chelev of a behema tmeya is tameh, meaning it doesn't have this halacha that it's not metama. Meaning, I can learn that from somewhere else as well. How? The chelev nevela, it says in the pasuk, the chelev nevela, the chelev treifa yeyasa l'chol malacha v'oichal lo yisachlu, our pasuk. And let's learn from there, misha isura mishum bal toichal chelev, Nevela, Yotzes Hazusha, Eni Sura, Mishum Bal Toichal, Chelav Nevela, Ele Mishum Tame. Lechura, you can darshan a similar drasha in the Pasuk without saying the word Treifa to teach me that the Pasuk is only talking about a Behemoth Taira. Because the Behemoth seems to be saying, V'chelav Nevela, so only something whose Isser is Mishum Nevela. Only there do you have the halacha of Toma. But as opposed to, or that the Chelav is not going to be Tome. But as opposed to something that's Aser for another reason, because it's a Behemoth Tmeya, anyways, says the Gemara, Elahai Treifa mi Ba'ile. You're right. Good point. I don't need Treifa and Parshas Sav to teach me Lemu'ute a behemet me. So what is Treifa coming to teach me? But it's still coming to teach me something else. Lasuye Chaya. It's coming to be Marba Achaya. Meaning the Pasuk Pash, this is talking about a behema. What about a Chaya? The Chelev of a Chaya Tahara. Not a Chaya Tmei. The Chelev of a Chaya Tahara. Is it going to be metam or is it not going to be a tam? So I would have thought, Misha Chelba Asu Basara Mutter, maybe the only time you have this chiddush that the chelev is not metama is when the chelev is aser and the basar is mutter. Over there you have this chiddush that when it's in a vela, the basar is metama and the chelev is not metama. But Yotzes Zusha Chelba Basara Mutter, but a chaya, there's no chilek between the chelev and the basar. The Isser chelev was only said by behemoth, it was never said by a chaya. So over there, the chelev and the basar are the same. So just like that, the same as it relates to the Macholes Asurois, maybe they should be the same as it relates to the Tumah as well. So maybe you don't have this chiddush, Kamash Malon, so maybe Treifa is coming to be Marba Chaya. How would the word Treifa be Marba Chaya? And you go from Treifa to Chaya. Anything that has Treifa is going to be included. Anything that has treifa, even a chaya has a concept of a treifa. If a chaya becomes a treifa, it's a treifa animal. So anything that is shayach to treifa is going to be included in this halacha. But the bottom line is, again, the Gemara is saying at this point that I know what to do with the word treifa in Parashat Sav. Oh, malay, but the Gemara says, Maishno Tmeya, I don't agree with your halacha. You want to tell me that treifa is coming to be mar b'chaya, it shouldn't be mar b'chaya. Because we know, we just established, that this halacha, that the chelev of a behema is tar, is only true by a behema tar, it's not true by a behema tmeya. So it's not true by a behema tmeya, but you want to say it is true by a chaya tahira. Says the Gemara, I don't see how you could be mechalek between a behema tmeya and a chaya tahira. Why? Maishna tmeya de in chel bechalek mibsar. Why is a behema tmeya excluded from this halacha? Presumably because there's no chilek between its chelev and its basar. They're both tameh. So from that standpoint, chaya nami in chel bechalek mibsar. Then I think a chaya tahira should be the same thing because there's no chilek between its chelev and its basar. They're not both tame, they're both tar. V'oi, how could you even entertain a possibility that when the Torah said the word treifa in Parashat Sav, the Torah is coming to be marba chaya? Haksiva ocha loy teichlu. What does the pasuk say? V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa yeyasa l'chol melacha v'ocha loy sachlu. It sounds like we're talking about chelev that you're not allowed to eat. That's asa v'achila. By a chaya, it's not asa b'achila. So there's no way that's what the word treifa is coming to be marba. So what in the world is treifa coming to be marba in Parshas Sakhrim? Rabbi Yehuda wanted to use the word treifa in Parshas Sakhrim, but he used to teach me his halacha. The problem that he ran into was Rav Shizbi's kash. Rav Shizbi's giving Rabbi Yehuda a very hard time. He said, if you're going to darshan treifa in Parshas Sakhrim, you have to darshan treifa in Parshas Sakhrim. And the Gemara had a few suggestions of maybe what the word treifa in Parshas Sakhrim is coming to teach me. But at the moment, the Gemara seems to have failed in all its attempts to explain that word. So what we're left with is that if you're going to darish in the word treif in Parashat Zachrim, you have to darish in the word treif in Parashat Saf. Elo, my Abaya. So Abaya said, and I'll explain it to you. Treif legufe. You know what the word treif in Parashat Saf is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me legufe. What do you mean? It's, you shouldn't think, an animal that's not kosher is asur while it's alive. An animal that's treifa, that is, there's also chal mechayim. As soon as the animal becomes a treifa, even before the shechita, it's already a problem. So matmei, I would have thought chel batamei. Av treifa chel batamei. I would have thought that just like a tmeya, it's chelev is metama. So maybe an animal that's a treifa, it's chelev should be metama as well. So kamash malon, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me, that the chelev of a treifa is not metama. Maybe that's all it's coming to say. But the Gemara says, Yachi Ebezai, Hai Nami Mi Boyale. So, Darshan Treifa the same way in Parashas Achrim. Shaloi Toimar Hoyle, Va'oif Tomei Asa Bachilo, Vitreifa Asura Bachilo, Ma'oif Tomei Enemetama, Av Treifa Enemetami. Maybe that's all the Pasuk's coming to say. That a Treifa, even when it's an Avela, maybe doesn't have Toma. Just like Oif Tomei doesn't have Tomas Beis Abliya. So maybe a Treifa that's an Avela doesn't have Tomas Beis Abliya either. Va'oit says the Gemara, Mi Ikala Mel of Treifa Mitmeya. I don't agree with this whole premise anyways. You want to tell me that the reason the Torah had to say Treifa in Parashat Sav, and maybe the reason the Torah had to say Treifa in Parashat Achrimah is because you would have thought that a Treifa that's an Avela is different than a regular Avela. Because maybe a Treifa should be more comparable to a Behema Tmeya or to an Oif Tame. Because the Tumas Mechayim, at the end of the day, there's a difference between a Treifa and a Tmeya, even though they both have Tumas Mechayim. How so? Tmeya loy hoysel shas akosha. Tmeya never had a shas akosha. A behemoth tmeya was born tame. Treifa hoysel shas akosha. Treifa at least had a shas akosha. V'chitem, you're going to tell me treifa mi bet then? There is an example of a treifa that never had a shas akosha. How is that an animal that is born a treifa? Mayikulam emar. Papamino miya ika. But the bottom line is there is a concept of a treifa that did have a shas akosha, says the Gemara. Ela marava. And this is the final answer. Hatayra amra. The reason the Torah wrote the word treifa in Parsha Sav is to teach me Yava is an avela, the yachol al iserchelev. Yava is a treifa, the yava al iserchelev. You want to know why the Torah wrote the word treifa in Parsha Sav, the chelev, nevela, the chelev, treifa, to teach me a whole different halacha. It's not coming to teach me the halacha that there's no tumas nevela by a treifa. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's cheshbon is a good cheshbon, and that's why he was able to make his cheshbon in Parsha Sakhrim. It's really that the word treifa is extra, and all the different halachas the Gemara thought maybe the Torah needed the word treifa for to be mamay. A behemoth tmeya, I know that from somewhere else. To be marba chaya, the Gemara says no way we're being marba chaya. But it's for a completely different reason. The reason is that you shouldn't think that what would be if the animal was a nevela and a treifa. Tayr Amr Yava is a nevela, the Yava al isachelev. Yava is a treifa, the Yachol al isachelev. To teach me that the is a nevela is chal on the chelev, and that the is a treifa is chal on the chelev. Why would you think not? So this already touches on the sugyas of Enes Echal Alisser. So you would have thought, based on the sugyas of Enes Echal Alisser, maybe Chelev, which is the part of the animal that's anyways also Bachilah, can't be subject to the laws in Avela. Chelev, which is again part of the animal that's also Bachilah, maybe shouldn't be subject to the laws of Treifa. That's the Chiddush. But Tzrichi, and the Gemara says, I need this Chiddush, side with regards to Isin Avela, and side with regards to Isin Treifa. The Iyash mean in Avela, because it only had it by Nevela, I would have thought Mishon the Metamyo. That's true, because Nevela is Tome. Abba Treifa that doesn't have Tumah, Emeloid. Yeah. I mean, the treifa, and I only know that treifa is chal and is a chelev. I would have told mishum nasur mechayim because it's asa mechayim. Avol nevela, which is not asa mechayim, evoloi. Maybe over there you shouldn't have that halacha tzricha. That's why we needed this pasuk. Bottom line is that this concludes the very first part of the daf, which discussed in very great detail, back and forth, a lot of cheshbon, not an easy gemara at all. But basically, that makar to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that despite the fact that the halach is that if somebody shechts a behemah of an imzas treifa, the halach is that the shechita works so that this nevela shouldn't be tomei tumas nevela. It shouldn't have tumas magu masa. When it comes to an oif, whether it's being a sheichet oif chulin or a meilek Oif kachim, there the halacha is going to be different. There the halacha is that if you shechted or you did the malika, but it says treifa, there's going to be tumas beis ablian. How did Rabbi Yehuda know it? He knew it from a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. This is the maskana sagemara. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa be'ezrach u'bager v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei ad or v'toy. Rabbi Yehuda felt the word treifa was extra. So why does the Torah say nevela and treifa? To teach me a chiddush that even if there was a shechita. Not a nevela. It was a shechita. The nimtzas treifa, we look at it as a nevela. Thus it has tumas nevela as it relates to tumas beis habliya. We're discussing a knife. So that the chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei ad or v'tar, there's going to be tumas. Aye, if you're going to darshan nevela u'treifa in parashas achrimos, perik yud zayin pasuk tezvav, don't you have to make the same drasha in perik zayin pasuk of dalet as it relates to the halachas of chelev? That was the daf. That was the gemara that we just learned. So before we go weiter, one ha'ara. So, we're learning a hard gemara, let's speak out a hard ha'ara. And that is, no, but it's negay, really pshat in the gemara. This is not just, just one ha'ara. So we said that there's a chilek between tumas nevela of a behema and tumas nevela of a knife. Behema, that's a nevela, is tome. It's tome tumas maga umasa. Oif, that's a nevela, is tome. And it's tome tumas beis habliya. And we saw in yesterday's daf that a behema is not tome tumas beis habliya, and an oif is not tome tumas maga umasa. I mean, if somebody would touch or if somebody would carry the nevela of an oif, he wouldn't be tome. And if somebody would eat the nevela of a behema, he wouldn't be tome either. A nevela of a behema is only tome tumas maga umasa. And the nevela of an oif is only tome tumas beis habliya. But there's an obvious question if you think about it for 9 seconds. And that is, how could you tell me that if somebody eats the nevela of a behema, he's not going to be tome, because there's no tumas beis habliya. When you eat it, aren't you touching it? B'chura. You're touching it, you're carrying it. I would think that when I eat it, there's some element of maga umasa, right? So how? It doesn't make sense. You're telling me nevela of an oif, that's metame bebeis habliya. But the nevela of a behema, maga umasa, yeah? Beis habliya, no. L'chura, when you put it in your beis habliya, it's touching you, right? It's coming in contact with you. So if it came in contact with you, and even if you're talking about hachav b'mayaskid, where somebody literally was tochav b'toich groino, he stuck it into his throat, he stooped it down his beis habliya. It doesn't matter. The beis habliya is part of the person. So if it's part of the person, there should be a maga, there should be a masa. So how do you understand Pashab Shan in this gemara? The truth is, you know, discusses it, Abaye v'Rava discusses it, in the gemara Masechtas Nida, daf mem beis on the beis. The gemara over there discusses, Makoim nivlas oif tahar. The makoim where the nevela of an oif is metama, meaning the beis habliya, balua havi, that area, wherever it is in the anatomy and the physiology of the human being, wherever the chazal's understanding of the beis habliya was, that area, when the food is there, do we look at the food as if it's balua, it's swallowed, oif beis hastarim havi, or do we look at it as if it's not swallowed, it's not balua, it's just in a hidden place. It's concealed, it's not a place that you can see, it's not exposed to the public, but it's not literally balua. The Ma'anaf Gemina says the Gemara, what would be at the halacha? We're not discussing the nevela of an oif, but rather the nevela of a behema. And somebody would go over to his friend and he says, nu kimdo ahen, he stooped this nevela into his beis habliya. Would he now become tame? Tumas maga umasa? Or would it not become tummy? I amrit balua havi. If you're going to tell me that area is balua, it's as if it's swallowed. Tumma balua loy metamya. Tumma that's swallowed already is not tummy. So even though something that's tummy, if you come in contact with it, manush this week's parasha, that loch is you become tummy. But if the tum is balua, it's halachically swallowed. If you come in contact with it, it's not going to be tummy. So if that area in the base of liya is as if it already went through the digestive system, so it's balua. If it's balua, it's not tummy. So if it's not tummy, so there's not going to be mago masa. I'm a base astarim havi. But if you're going to tell me it's base astarim, meaning we don't look at it as if it's a mokum balua, rather we look at it as if it's a base astarim. Nehi nami de bemago loy metamyo, bemasa miya metama. That at the very least it should be tummy, tumas masa. What's the bottom line? Abaya. Amar Balua Havi. Abaye said it's Balua. Rava Amar Rava said Beis Hastarim Havi. That we don't look at it as if it's Balua. We look at it as if it's a Beis Hastarim. So it's a Machlokes. Abaye veRava. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, "We know Amin Elah. How do I know that it's Balua and it's not a Beis Hastarim?" The time we learned to the Brayso, Yochel, I would have thought they Nivlas Behemet Meya Metamba because of a Beis Abliya. I would have thought it's a Brayso that the Nevela of a Behema should be Metamba be Beis Abliya. Talmud Loiman Nevela with Shreifa Lo Yoichal. And we learn from there, Misha Ein Lotoma El Achilasa Yatzuzusha Metamek Koydim Sheachilanis. I said, Abaye, I'll prove to you that it's Balua. Because the halacha is, at the end of the day, meaning the Gemara is posing this hypothetical question. What would be if somebody would stick the nevela of a behema into somebody's Beis Ablia? Would it become Tomei Tomas Maga Umasa? Or would it not become Tomei Maga Umasa? Zakta Abaye, it's not a hypothetical question. It's a real life Braisa. And the halacha is that oif is metame be beis abliya, not be mago masa, and behem is metame be mago masa, not be beis abliya. So it's mefurish that it's balua havi, because if you're going to tell me that it's not looked at as a tuma balua, it's just the concealed tuma, but technically it's still tame, then what does this mean when we say that the nevela of a behem is not metame be beis abliya? It is metame be beis abliya. It's metame be beis abliya when, how? The same way the oif is metame be beis abliya. It could be the lumdis is not tumas beis abliya. It could be the lumdis is tumas maga umasa. It might be a fundamentally different havana in terms of how you understand the tumah. One is tumas beis abliya. It's like an achila digatumah. The other one is tumas maga umasa. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the same tumah. So Abaye said, from the fact that we know it's a braisa, that a behema is not metame. Is not metame beveis habliya. It must be that when the tumor is in the base habliya, it's looked at as if it's as if it's in the digestive system already. So it's not tame anymore. Oichel is tame when we still look at it as oichel, but once the oichel is balua, it takes on a name. It's not oichel. It's not food anymore. So at that point, if it's not food, so enichanami by oif, there's a chiddush of tumas beis habliya, but as it relates to the ordinary rules of maga masa, that's why it's not going to be tame. So we'll hold it for here, not to get too crazy. But the point is that the obvious question: what does it mean that behemo has maga masa but doesn't have beis habliya? Isn't the beis habliya always maga masa? The answer is Abaye and Rav already discussed it. It's an important Gemara, Masechtes Nida, Daf Mem Beis, Amid Beis. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta. V'Rav Meir. We now return to Rav Meir. So we explained Rav Yehuda Shita. Says the Gemara, what about Rav Meir? Hi, Trefa, my other lady. You cited Rav Yehuda Shita was from the word Trefa that it says in Parashas Achrimas. What does Rav Meir do with the word Trefa? You know what he used it for? Yesterday's Daf. He used it to teach me that if somebody would Shecht an Oif Bifnim, an Oif Chulim Bifnim, the halacha is it won't be, it'll be Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya, and the reason is because it has to be Dumi the Trefa. And just like Trefa Shava Bifnim and Bibachutz, so to Nevela has to be Shava Bifnim and Bibachutz. That was yesterday's daf. So as a result, you want to know what he uses the word Trefa for? That's the Yusayid of the word Trefa. It's coming to teach me that halacha that that the laws of Nevela as it relates to a Malika Psula have to be somewhat similar to Trefa, and just like by Trefa, there's no chilek between Fnim and Chutz, so too, the only time a Malika is going to be Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya is if there's no chilek between Fnim and Chutz. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Halacha Trefa Achrina Ksiv. It says the word Trefa. Another time, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perik HaBeis Pasuk Ches Nevelu Trefa Lo Yoichal Lo Tomeba. Rabbi Meir, why did the Torah have to say the word Trefa twice? Chadam Mutei Shchita Shil Fnim VeChadam Mutei Oif Tomei. One is coming to teach me the halacha we just mentioned, and the other one is coming to teach me an Oif Tomei. That an Oif Tomei is not Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that an Oif Tomei is not Tumas Beis Abliya? So we had it in the previous sugya, Minevela Nafkele. He knew it from Nevela. For a mayor, Hai Nevela Mayavali, what does it do with the word Nevela? Lashir Achila, because it's coming to teach me that oif, that is the Nevela. That's Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya. How much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kezayis. Freik the Gemara of a tepek le mikra kama. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Medaafki rachmana b'loshan achila. When the Torah mentions, the Torah introduces the concept of Tumas Beis Abliya, it says, v'chol nefesh asher toichan nevelu etreifa, but it says v'chol nefesh asher toichal. Achila always means a kezayis. So the chura, why do I need nevela to teach me kezayis? I need a pasuk to tell me that the shear of Tumas Beis Abliya is kezayis. Of course it's kezayis. It says achila. So the Gemara says you need two psukim to tell me kizayis. Chad l'shir achilu b'kizayis, v'chad l'shir achilu b'kidei achilas pras. One to tell me kizayis, the other one to tell me that if you would eat two parts b'kidei achilas pras, that it would be tummy. So I would have thought, hell, the chiddushu, being that tumas beis abli is a chiddush, that's for sure. So yoytzim b'kidei achilas pras nami l'tame. Maybe even if you eat more than an achilas pras, maybe that should be enough. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush to tell me that no, only achilas pras, not if you eat more than an achilas pras. Tanu rabbanu b'chelav nevelav b'chelav treifa. It says in the Torah, chelav nevelav b'chelav treifa, b'chelav behemet tohira hakasim medaber. The pasuk is talking about the chelav of a behemet tohira. So this is the pasuk in Parshat Sav that the Gemara was very busy with. It says the chelav of a behemah, even though it's asa b'achila, ironically, the animal's an avela, it's not tomei. So this tumas nevela, but that's only on the part of the animal that you're allowed to eat. The part that you can eat is tomei when it's an avela. The part that you cannot eat is not tomei tumas nevela, but it's only bechela behemeter. Ato eme bechela behemeter. You tell me it's talking about a chela of a behemeter. Oh, eino yelo bechela behemetmeya. Amrit. I'll tell you why I think we're talking about the chela of a behemeter. Tier michlal shchuta. We know that shchita takes an animal that would have been subject to Tumas Nevela, and it makes a tar. Obviously, if the Shechita, there's nothing to talk about. V'tier michlal chelev. And you find that the Torah said that the chelev of a Nevela is tar. Meaning, there's two ways to make Nevela tar. Number one, Shechita. I mean, it's not really making Nevela tar. When you do Shechita, so you might see a michlal Nevela, it never really became a Nevela. Or the chelav. The Torah says that the chelav of the nevela is going to be tahir as well. So mak shetir michal shchuta b'tahira v'lo b'tmeya. Just like shchita only works for tahira, after shetir michal chelav. So too, when the Torah says that the chelav of a nevela is going to be tahir b'tahira v'lo b'tmeya, it's talking about a tahir. Oh, klacha derech so. Maybe the way the darshan is a little bit differently. Tir michal nevela v'tir michal chelav. Mak shetir michal nevela b'tmeya v'lo b'tahira. Just like when the Torah said that there's no nevela, we're talking about a tmeya. The Gemara will explain what that means in a minute. So just like when there's tahira of nevela, it's dafka b'tmeya. So what is that referring to? The Gemara is going to mention it on Amud Beis, but just even at this point, we're talking about the nevela of an oif. That's metame bebe sablia. But we mentioned that the only time it's metame bebe sablia is if it's an oif tahar. If it's an oif tame, it's not metame bebe sablia. So it comes out there's a special tiher michlal nevela dafka by a tame. An oif tame doesn't have tumas nevela. It doesn't have tumas be sablia. So just like there's a tiher, just like there's a tiher michlal nevela dafka by a tahar, there's also a tier mechlal nevela dafka by a tamei. What's the tier mechlal nevela dafka by a tahar? Shechita. Shechita only works by a tahar. That's the ultimate way of making something ois nevela. You give it a shechita. But where's the tier mechlal nevela by a tmeya? An oif. An oif that's metame bebeis abliya. It's only an oif tahar that's metame bebeis abliya. It's not an oif tahar. So says the Gemara, maybe seifakert, maybe this pasuk that's discussing chelev is talking dafka about a behemet tmeya. Why? Because makish etiyah michlal nevela by oif tamei tumas beis abliya. B'tmeya v'lay b'tahayra. Afke shetiyah michlal chelev b'tmeya v'lay b'tahayra. So the Gemara says, amri kishavah b'derech zuhi b'tahayra. The first option would mean that the pasuk in Parashat Sav is talking about a behemet tahayra. Kishavah b'derech zuhi. The second option, b'tmeya, would be talking about a behemet tmeya. Talmud loy mat treifa, mishe yesh b'mina treifa. It says in the Torah, treifa, and the word treifa is a giloy. We're talking about an animal that has a concept of a treifa. That's obviously a tahayra. A tmeya doesn't have treifa. Oitzias a tmeya, says the Gemara, she'em b'mina treifa. What about a chaya? And if the geder is treifa, a chaya has treifa. Talmud loy ma v'ochel loy sachlu mishachel ba'asur b'sar mutter. We're talking dafka about something whose chelev is aser, but whose b'asur is mutter. Yatz a chaya, as opposed to a chaya shechel ba ubesara mutter. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba the Rav Elamiyata. If that's the case, nivlas behema toiru hudim etamya, nivlas behema temeya. Is it true that only the nevela of a behemah Torah is tame, but the nevela of a behemah tmeya is not going to be tame? We said tier michlal nevela is betumah v'loy betayra. It sounded like the only time shchita is metaher an animal is if it's a shechita of a behemoth Torah, not if it's a shechita of a behemoth Tameya. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba told Rava, now should I be walking away from this Braisa thinking that? Because that was the first thing the Braisa said. The Braisa said that the only time shechita is metayer is by a behemoth Torah. Is that really true? Amalesa, he told him, Kama Sabi Shabishtuba. A lot of Alte Yidin made the same mistake. Sefer Asal, Nivlas Oif Tameh, when you say that a tier mechlau, Nevela b'tmei v'loy b'tahira. We don't mean a behema. What we mean is an oif, and we mean that an oif tamei doesn't have tumas beis ablia, but avada in terms of tumas behema, a behema tmeya is going to have the regular tumas behema of maga umasa. So from here until the end of the daf is actually not so hard. But before we go weiter, let's see one or maybe two ha'aras. So the first ha'ara is that the Gemara in its cheshvin of shakla v'tayra back and forth and what to do with all these different limudim, so the Gemara said that Reb Meir has a pasuk to tell me that the shear of Tumas Beis Abliya by an oif is b'kizayas. There's another pasuk to tell me that it's kizayas b'chdei achilas pras. Why would you think it shouldn't be kizayas b'chdei achilas pras? So, k'day techamina, I would have thought, hell, the chiddishu, being that it's a chiddish, yoyser mikdei achilas pras nami l'tami. Maybe it should be tami, even yoyser mikdei achilas pras. K'mash malon a chiddish, that halach is it's going to be tami b'chdei achilas pras. So just to get this gemara very, very clear. We know that halacha is that wherever the Torah says that you have to eat a kizayis. You don't have to eat the kizayis bevas achas, contrary to what some people think. You don't have to eat it in 1 second. What you need to do is eat it within a certain shear. What's the shear? Bechdei achilas pras. Whatever that is, a few minutes. But the point is that you have 9 minutes maybe, but bechdei achilas pras is what you have to do. I mean, it's a little bit of a chiddush because the Torah says, for example, be'erev teichu matzahs. You should eat matzahs by the Leil HaSeder. How much? A kizayis. That's the Loch HaLomesh Mishinai. All shiuri achila by kizayis. So does that mean that you have to take the matzah and literally in one maisa achila eat the whole kizayis? No, it's not what it means. It could be several maisa achilois. As long as all the maisa achilois happen within the shir of achilas pras, that's going to be enough. All the achilois are going to be mitzdarf. Now, if you eat it, Biyoser mikidei achilas pras. Now you're running into issues. But as long as you do it within chidei achilas pras, the achilas are mitzvah. So if the achilas are bichidei achilas pras, they're all mitzvah. If it's yoser mikidei achilas pras, over there, they're not going to be mitzvah. The Gemara says that the sed halacha of chidei achilas pras, just like it's true with regards to mitzvahis achilas, such as matzah, or isuri achilas, such as the isin avela, all machalis asurois, and all mitzvahs achilis have this halacha k'tilas pras, the same is going to be true when it comes to Tumas Beis Avliya. So if somebody would eat the nevela of an oif, and he would eat it in 2 achilois, a half a zayas, and then within achilas pras, you need another half a zayas, the halacha is the 2 achilos would be mitzdarif, b'chdei achilas pras. Stating that, the Gemara says, I need a pasuk for it. Because without a pasuk, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought that, hayol the chiddishu, being that Tumas Beis Abliya is a chiddish, maybe it could be mitzdarif, even yoysim b'chdei achilas pras. Maybe even if it's more than b'chdei achilas pras, it should be mitzdarif. Kamash malon, then no, that the halacha is that it has to be b'chdei achilas pras. So I'm going to tell you 2 Gevaldige kashas that the Achreinim ask, both of which were literally marishay lomais. So in the Kaisley based medrash, these 2 kashas shook up the base medrash. Kasha number 1, the Mechas Chinuch asks the kasha in mitzvah kuf samach aleph, and the Chasam Sofer asks the kasha in a tshuva, and others ask this kasha as well, that it's mevu in this Gemara, a very big chiddush. The Gemara said that being that Tumas Beis Abliya is a chiddush, so I would have thought, so kadai techamina, that maybe even Yoyser Mikdei Achilas Pras, the 2 achilas should be mitzdarif. Meaning, maybe this idea that the achilas have to be b'chdei achilas pras, that's for a regular parsha of achila. But this parsha mechudeshes of Tumas Beis Abliya, maybe over there, even b'yoyser mikdei achilas pras, maybe it should be able to be mitzvah. Achreinim ask from a Gemara Masechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of Eva Menachai. And the Gemara brings a whole amid, a discussion amongst the Amayron. What would be if somebody ate Eva Menachai in 2 shots? So he ate the kezayis, he ate the full shear. Eva Menachai is also the kezayis, but he ate it in 2 parts. It says the Gemara, Ki as Rav Dimi Yomar, Boi Menei Rav Shimon, Lokish Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shlokish wants to ask Rabbi Yechanan, Chokoi mi bachutz ma'o, Rashi, Chokoi li kezayis Eva Menachai, Nechlak lishnayim, Koidim she yitinenu l'toich piv, V'ochal zel levadai, V'achal kachetzi ha'sheni. So this person ate an entire kezayis of Eva Menachai, but he ate it in 2 shots. He ate a half, and then he ate another half. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the shayla? Is it going to be mitzdarif? Or is it not going to be mitzdarif? Listen to Rashi. Mal, mi mitzdarfi l'chiyuvei k'chol shari surim, de kaimel on the mitzdarfi sheyurai l'chatzon b'chdei achilos pras. Do you say, at the end of the day, you ate two half a kezesim, and even though you didn't eat it in one shot, but you ate it b'chdei achilos pras? So just like by all these surim, the halach is, achilos pras is mitzdarif, so to hear achilos pras is going to be mitzdarif. Oidomo, kiven de chidishu. Or do you say, that being that this is a chidish, dogidim that some is da'al moloi mechai v'leo. You don't find anywhere that if somebody eats a bone of an animal that's not kosher, that there should be a problem. Even when achai is a chidish, that the gidim and that some is are considered macholes asuros. I would think, ain lo chabaya lo chidusha. Maybe being that it's a chidish, ain lo chabaya lo chidusha. V'chiyochale b'vasachas mechayev. And if you eat it in one shot, you're going to be chayev. D'stam achil b'vasachas mashma. Avo l'chatzom. So it says the Gemara, you want to know what the shayev, a whole amid in shas. Chulin kuf gimel amid bez. Where the Gemara discusses, somebody would eat even in achay, but not in the whole kazayis in one shot. He would eat a l'chatzoyim. He would eat a half, and then another half, b'chdei achilas pras. Is it mitzdarif or not? Do you say, why not? Achilas is always mitzdarif, b'chdei achilas pras. Or maybe here it's different, because being that it's a chidush, ein l'chabaya l'chidushay. What do you mean you're being mitzdarif to achilas? Why should you be able to be mitzdarif to achilas? It's a massive chidush that you should be able to be mitzdarif to achilas. So being that this parsha is a parsha of the chudashes, ein l'chabaya l'chidushay. To say a chidush, al gabi chidush, to say a chiddush that the atzoma is a osa v'achila, al gabi chiddush, and that two achilas of atzoma is a mitzdarif b'day achilas pras, maybe not, maybe ein l'chabaya l'chiddushay. Freak the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't understand. The two sugis are mamash soyser each other. Our Gemara said that tumas oif of tumas beis avli is a chiddush. And being that it's a chiddush, ein l'chabaya lo. Being that it's a chiddush, I would think that the achilas could be mitzdarif even yoyse mikideya. Chilas pras. Even Yosef b'kdei achilas pras is a chiddush. I need a pasuk to tell me that no, it's only b'kdei achilas pras that two achilas are going to be mitzdar. But if it's Yosef b'kdei achilas pras, it's not going to be mitzdar. And here I have a sugi mesachtes chulin where the Gemara says just the opposite. That being that Avram and Achai is a chiddush, why is it a chiddush? Because ordinarily gidin and atzomei is not also b'achilo. So you have this chiddush over here. So l'chura, if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to be mitzdarif to achilas, even b'kidei achilas pras. And that's why there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Chokah mibachutz. What's the halacha? If you ate the two half a kezesim, not bevasachas, whether you're going to be chayev or you're not going to be chayev. It's a stira sasugis, but it's more than just a stira sasugis. It's a stira in how you're supposed to look at the idea that two achilas can be mitzdarif b'kidei achilas pras. Meaning this idea that there's a halacha that bear of toichlu matzahs doesn't mean you have to eat a matzah one shot. You can be mitzdarif b'kidei achilas pras. This halacha l'moishim misina of achilas pras. What would be without it? Without it, you would assume the pashtus is you'd have to eat a bevas achas, or the pashtus is you'd be able to eat a yosem mikdei achilas pras. That's what's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it has to be achilas pras, or the chiddush is that it works when it is bichdei achilas pras. It's a fundamental shaila. What would be lulei the halacha l'moishim misina? If you didn't have this halacha l'moishim misina, have two achilas being mitzar with the achilas pras. Voltech gemeint. Voltech gemeint, oh, you have to eat it in one shot. Or no, maybe it's the opposite. Voltech gemeint, that you can eat it afilu yoseh b'kdei achilas pras. Our sugi is mashma, that without the chiddush of b'kdei achilas pras, I would have thought you could eat it even yoseh b'kdei achilas pras. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that being that this whole parasha is a chiddush, say in l'chobay al chiddushoy, make a taste to say a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Tumas beisabli is a chiddush. So make a taste to go ahead now and say another chiddush. What would be the second chiddush? To tell me that it has to be day achilas pras. Maybe no. Maybe in this part it could be even yoseh b'day achilas pras. From chulin kuf gimel amud beis, it's mashma just the opposite. It's mashma that the chiddush is not that it has to be within b'chdei achilas pras. The chiddush is that you could do it within b'chdei achilas pras. And you don't have to do it b'vas achas. As long as they're both b'chdei achilas pras, that's going to be enough. That's why the Gemara says, ein l'chabay el chiddushoy. That maybe by gidim v'atzomis, which in and of itself is a chiddush, maybe you should have to eat it b'vas achas. It's a geshmak of kasho. The mechaschinach again, he asks the kasho mitzvah kuf samachalif. He says at the end, v'kfar also kush yuzu al shulchan gedei l'Yisrael. He says, I'm not the first one to ask this kasho. This is already a kasho that was discussed on the Shulchan of Gedei Yisrael. One of those Gedei Yisrael is the Chan Sofer and the Tshuva. It's actually a classic Tshuva. It's Tshuva Kuf Mem. This Tshuva is Hafoichba V'Hafoichba the Kulba. There's some Tshuvas Chasam Sofers that just have so many elements to it. This is one of them. Incidentally, this Tshuva was written to Reb Tzvi Herz Chayes, the
Zonke v'rov. So this is who this tshuva was. Some of the Chassam Sofer's most festive tshuvas were written to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, Reish Ches in Erechayim. But anyways, Kuf Mem in Erechayim is to the Zonke v'rov, and he asks this kasha here as well. That's the first aura. The second aura is, after everything we just discussed, let's go back to that Gemara, Masechtes Nida, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, but just a little bit of a hakdama. I saw in the Sefer Avayvam, he brings that in the Briske Shiurim, they say over that when Rav Chaim was a Bachar, so he lived in Slutsk. Beis Halevi was Slutsker Rav. He lived in Slutsk, and there was a Goyin, Rav Mendel of Slutsker, that used to give a shir to Balabatim. The shir was for Balabatim, but Rav Chaim and some of his Chaverim, they were young Bacharim, they used to crash. They used to go to Rav Mendel, they don't say that. They used to go to Rav Mendel of Slutsker's shir. And they used to hack around, they used to ask kashas. Agav, they say over that the Balabatim, it bothered them because these Bachrim were coming and they were asking kashas, and one day they decided that genug shoyin. So they went over to Rav Mendel and they told him, he's shtering the shtir, the Bachrim. Maybe he told them to leave. So Rav Mendel Slutsker told him, I want you to know, as the ganze shir zogich nor fayene Bachrim. The whole shir is for them. You think it's for you? I'm not saying for you. I'm saying it for them. It's for those Bachrim. So let them stay there because that's the only reason I'm giving the shir. Incidentally, they bring that Rav Chaim used to go over to Bachrim. He tried recruiting people to come to the shir. And he used to say, quote, as yesh mishu sha'omer sham, this is the part that's in quotations, agute shir, which is a major askama. So Rav Chaim used to tell people a good to share. One of the Bachrim that were there was the Rogachev guide. So imagine Rav Mendel of Slutsk, he prepared a share for Balabatim, and the next thing you know, the Rav Chaim is on one side, the Rogachev guide is on another side. But Al Kapanim, these were the bumba kashas that they were asking. So Rav Chaim used to say over kashas, Torah, that he heard from Mendel of Slutsk. One of the kashas he said he heard, then a Bachir, and Rav Mendel of Slutsk asked the following question. We just mentioned the Gemara Masechtes Nida, where Abaya made a phenomenal cheshbon. And it starts with a question, and that is that the nevela of a behema is metama tumas mago masa. The nevela of an oif is metama tumas beis ablia. The nevela of a behema is not tumas tumas beis ablia, and the nevela of oif is not metama of a mago masa. L'chaira, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because how is it possible that the nevela of a behema is metama the mago masa, but it's not metama the beis ablia? L'chaira, when you put the nevela into your beis habliya, aren't you touching it? Aren't you carrying it? You have mago masa. So if you have mago masa, then lechura, this should be tum. So Abaye was mechiach from this, that it must be that the beis habliya is a makam balua. It's an area that's considered part of the digestive system, so to speak, of the animal. As a result, the food is considered digest, not food anymore. So based on the ordinary rules of tumma, it really wouldn't be matama v'mago v'masa. There's a parsha mechudeshes of tumma called tumas beis abliya that says that by a knife, this beis abliya, it's going to be tumma. But based on the natural guidelines of mago masa, it's not going to be tumma because it's balua. It's not based on storm. Yagli rava. Rava has to fend for himself over there in the sugya nida daf men beis amabeis. But that was Abaye's grace of tainus. Grace of tainus was every beis abliya should be mago masa, and from the fact that we see that there's no tumas beis abliya by a behema, zoisei meres, that there's no mago masa either. Because if there's mago masa, the lemay nafgemina that there's no beis abliya, right? That's the kasha. Lemay nafgemina that there's no beis abliya. Here, you have a drosh, there's no beis abliya. Very nice, there's no beis abliya. But there's mago masa. So what does it mean there's no beis abliya? Elamai, it's not mago masa either. So Mendel Slutsker asked that we just learned the Gemara, where the Gemara said that the halachas of Tumas Beis Abliya conform to the halachas of Achila in Kol HaTorah Kula. And just like two Achilas are mitzdarif b'kdei Achilas Pras, so too you'd have the same halacha by Tumas Beis Abliya. So if somebody would be by lay a half a gezayis of a nevel of an oif, and then another half a gezayis of a nevel of an oif, the halacha is the two half a gezayisim, as long as it was b'kdei Achilas Pras, it would be mitzdarif. Said Rav Mendel Slutsker, that's pasha that by Magen Masa there's no such halacha. If somebody would touch a half a shear and then touch another half a shear, the two magas wouldn't be mitzdar. If somebody would carry a half a shear and then carry another half a shear, the two masas wouldn't be mitzdar. That's a chiddush and achila. That two achilas are mitzdarif, bichtei achilas pras. So afraid Rav Mendel Slutsker, what was Abaye's kasha? I don't understand what Abaye's kasha was. Abaye doesn't understand l'may nafgemina that a behema nevela doesn't have tumas beis abliya. Doesn't it anyways have mago masa? I'll tell you where it's negeya. It's negeya. What would be if a person ate a half a zayas of nevela? It was bebeis abliya. And then another half a zayas bebeis abliya. Al smago masa. there's not going to be any tumah. The reason there's not going to be tumah because it was pachas mikashir. And being that it was pachas mikashir, he's not going to be chayiv. It's only if there's a new parsha of tumas beis ablia, which says a chiddush that if you eat tumah, there's a concept of achila in tumah that conforms with the halachas of achila, that the two achilas can be mitzarif. Bichtei achilas press. That's a chiddush that you have by oif. That's not a chiddush that you have by behema. So you want to know where it's negaya that you don't have tumas beis ablia by behema? Don't I anyways have maga masa if you did the two half a kizaisa? Shaloi bevas achas. Is it mitzdar for the achilas press? Al maga masa, it won't be mitzdar for the achilas. And a chanami tiny dramendal slutska. If you would be tocha betoicha veiroi, a full kizayas of nevel of a behema into your friend's beis ablia, you'd be tame. You'd be tame tumas mago masa, even though there's no tumas beis ablia. And you're right, loyal zen nemra the mir that there's no tumas beis ablia. You know where it's negay that there's no tumas beis ablia. Where it's negay, there's no tumas beis ablia. Where it's negay that there's no tumas beis ablia is where the two gezesim happen shaloi bevas achas. If the two half of gezesim happen shaloi bevas achas, lochura on tumas beis ablia. So that's this chiddush that the two achilas can be mitzar with the achilas pras. But if you don't have tumas beis ablia, then lochura wouldn't be mitzar with the achilas pras. So what exactly was a bias hechrich? That's the second kasha. We'll just end with one last thing, and that is there chatzis shir when it comes to tumah? So chatzis shir is also in atayra. What about chatzis shir? So if somebody comes in contact with a tumah of a chatzis shir, do you have that idea of chatzis shir also in Atayra? Now, chatzis shir was said regarding Isurim, but the question is, what about someone that's not allowed to come in contact with a tumah? For example, say a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to come in contact with tumah. So let's say he comes in contact with a chatzis shir of tumah. Do you say chatzis shir also in Atayra? Or do you not say chatzis shir also in Atayra? So there's a beautiful raya from a Rashi Masechtas Brachos, daf hey. How do you get the Brachos daf hey? So we know the Gemara says the Rabbi Yochanan lo yaleinu lost 10 sons during his lifetime. And he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would say, Dein Gerama, the Asira Bir, he'd give people chizik, he'd be mechazik people, he'd be Menachem Avil, and tell people, you think you can't get through your situation? Look at what I've dealt with in life, and I live to tell the story, be strong, have betachin, be mekabel Yisrael Me'ahava. The Gemara's over there in Masechtas Brachos. Incidentally, we all know the rest of the story, and that Rav Masna, exactly, Rav Yochanan had an 11th son. The Yerushalmi says, and he sent his 11th son to Shmuel, to Bavel, to go learn Torah by Shmuel. Rav Masna, the Amir Rav Masna and Shas, was Rav Yechon's 11th son. But either way, Rav Yechon used to walk around with the bone of his 10th child, and he would say, Dein Gerama Dasi Rabbi. Fregin, the Rishayna Makasha. Taisus asks the Kasha of an art. Rav Yechon was a Kayan. If Rav Yechon was a Kayan, how's he walking around with a bone? Kayan's not allowed to have a bone. So the Rishayna said, maybe it was a tooth. Maybe it's a bone that's not tummy. If you look in Rashi right there, Masechtas Brachos, I don't have it in front of me, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it was an etzem that was Pachas Mikasaira. A bone is only Matama Mikasaira. It was Pachas Mikasaira. Pachas mikasayra. What happened to chatzis shir asam in atayras? It's a raya that there's no chatzis shir when it comes to tumah.